Reuben Kito Stately is a Dakota and Ojibwe college student that attends Augsburg University with a dream side job as a hip-hop artist. The last year for most people was a lot of unrest and uncertainty about what comes next. And here, Kito explains how the past year was for him.
I think that COVID kind of like disconnected me from people and has made people more, They're kind of like, I feel like people have become more detached from each other, thinking that they're like protecting themselves maybe. But also I think that that's not not good for us, you know, it's kind of like disrupting any sense of community.
I know everyone's been affected by COVID either negatively or positively. Either way, we've all been impacted. Kito explains that during the pandemic, his career slowed.
I couldn't make money. I couldn't really get myself motivated either, because my music, I feel like it comes from me being around people and being around new things. And when I wasn't around new people or new things, I just felt like kind of like I had a really bad cabin fever, like not being able to go anywhere or feeling like I couldn't go anywhere. Well, maybe it could be like everyone that, to a degree, was like in like a survival mode of some sort, I feel like. And so mine, I couldn't be creative. I couldn't like relax. And, you know, I think also when I do music, I think really clearly about my future. Like, what do I wish for? What do I aspire for? And I had a hard time looking to the future. Now you got me spitting poetry. If I
said your name in the dark, would you know it's me? This past year has put us all in completely different routines from what we're used to. But Kito has been practicing and preparing his music.
I usually practice like at home all week, like, or it doesn't really matter what I'm doing. I could be walking around the house and I'll start rapping one of my songs and I'll like do it like someone's listening to me or watching me, and I'm like cooking eggs or grabbing something out of the cabinet. Like, it'll be like I'll just act and make it sound like right. And I feel like on stage my presence is kind of funny. Like, I just kind of do what makes most sense for like the things I'm saying and doing at the time.
He does all that preparation to make his performances memorable experiences. And like most memorable experiences, they're pretty awesome. And that's why they're so memorable. Kito says one stands out for him.
We were in Yankton Sioux Indian Reservation, and I had never been there before. And it's a little tiny Indian reservation, but they have this school, and it's like all these Native students. And they're like middle and high schoolers. And so we went there, and I thought, wow, this is like, you know, it's going to be a really small little show and whatever. And I didn't brush it off, but I thought like this could go either or direction. And so we performed, and we had like a long lineup, like a bunch of different Native artists, but we're all Native people in like on stage and in the crowd. I wasn't anyone to anyone out there. They had never heard of me. And I got on stage, and the way that I was so well received by these young people, like it just lit me up. It got me super excited. They loved my music and had never heard it before. I remember all the times that they cut me out.
Now they see me winning, wonder what it's saying now. I'm super grateful for this experience with Kito, and I recommend his music. The easiest way to find him is on SoundCloud. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Jeremiah Chucho, reporting from Hopkins. Now they see me winning, wonder what it said now.